Welcome back to Ram Yomi. We are now in the 10th parak of Hilchos Avodas Kochavim. The Rambam tells us basically about our relationship not only with Obdei Avodah Zarah, that was the parak 9, but now we're talking about the Obdei Avodah Zarah that happened to be living in the land of Israel. These are individuals who are in the Shiva Ha'amimim. They are the seven nations that were in the land of Israel when we went in there, and it's just worthwhile for us to remember that the Rambam earlier points out that when we're in the land of Israel, we're talking about the land of Israel and Avodah Zarah, it's so important to us to wipe out Avodah Zarah there. You have to actually go search it out. You have to hire a detective, so to speak, to be able to have of the Avodah Zarah being wiped out completely from the land of Israel. Not so in Chutz La'aretz, when in the land of Chutz La'aretz, we don't have to go and wipe out, we have to wipe out Avodah Zarah, we don't have to go and find the Avodah Zarah in order to wipe it out. Ein Karsin Bris, the Shiva Amin. So we're talking about individuals who are in the Shiras HaAmin, and we should not make a bris with them. We should not make a covenant with them so that they should be able to live there peacefully, and they'll be able to live there and do their Avodah Zarah, essentially. But the Shiras HaAmin bris, don't bring, literally, the Pasuk says, don't do this. Even they have to undo with renounce their Avodah Zarah, basically. They have to undo their service to the Avodah Zarah and stop doing it. Oh, yiharugu. Or they are killed. We don't have rachmanis on these individuals. We don't have mercy on them. As the Pasuk tells us, don't be gracious to them. So basically, essentially, again, this is all part of that same idea that we want to wipe the land of Eretz Yisrael clean of Avodah Zarah. And if you look at the earlier stages of Nevi'im, we didn't really accomplish this, and they were still over the Avodah Zarah around. So we end up going through many, many cycles of falling prey to being convinced to live a life of Avodah Zarah. And so that's basically at the core of what this is all about. We want to make sure to rid the Avodah Zarah from our lands. Fine. Lefichach imral mehem oved. So now we're talking about individuals who happen to be Ovdei Avodah Zarah, who are living in the land. Says the Rambam, since we have the situation of either they let it go or they get killed, so we're talking about cases where we don't actually kill them, but we don't save them either. Namely, if they are drowning in a river, right? Lo Yalenu, don't be swept away, they're drowning in the river, don't help them out. We have a specific mitzvah and a chiyuv when it comes to a Jew, but we're talking about Ovdei Avodah Zarah now. We wouldn't help him now. If his life is in danger, we don't save him. Now, it's true, we're not going to save them, but you can't go and kill them. You can't throw them into the river that they can't get out. You can't sink them under the river, or you can't throw them into a pit, and then they'd be able to never get able to get out. No. And all the things like this, usur, that's usur. It's usur to go ahead and actively go and put them in a situation. If they haven't been in a situation, don't go and try to save them. But if they are not in that situation, you can't cause them to get into that situation. Why? Because they're not making mechama with us. They're not waging war with us. It's not like they're going after us and trying to kill us, and therefore you kill them back. No. We're talking about a case where if they're in a situation where they actually are in danger already, you don't have to be the one to go and save them. Read the Barma Morim, Mishua Am, Mavala Moshin, the Precursim, Israel, Hayadin, the Abdam Biyad, with our reading, Adri, Shachas, the Nesha, Shahayim, Mitzerim, the Israel, Umasirim, as Am, Machra Hashem. Says the Rambam, what are we talking about? We're all talking about non Jews. But when it comes to Jewish traders, basically, or the Minim, or Abikorsim, these are people who maybe have apostates and stuff like that. These are Jewish people who basically have left our ways, or they're backstabbing of Jews. I didn't have them. In those situations, you should cause them to go to La Rina as their Shachas. You cause them to a pit of destruction. You cause them to basically die. You're not going to kill them directly, but you cause them to be in a situation in which they're going to die. Why? Because they're causing great difficulty to Klal Yisrael, and ultimately they probably will get other Jews to be killed through their misery, right? They're going to be going to tell on the Jews, etc., etc., and they're going to sway people away from God as well. They're going to pull people away from the Ribono Shel Olam and pull them towards Avodah Zarah. In those cases, we actually have more of a chumrah when it comes to Jews than idolaters who are non-Jews. Mikan hatzalam made she'asul anapos akum So from here we also learn that you also, if you can't save a Jew from, I'm sorry, you can't save an idol worshiper from a river that he's drowning, so you also can't save, if you're a doctor, you can't save this individual if they need help, medical treatment. Even if they're being paid. Says the Rambam, who himself is a doctor. If you are afraid of this individual, maybe he'll kill you, maybe he'll be you're in trouble, or you're nervous that there's going to be some sort of hatred between the Jews and the non-Jews because of the situation. Says the Rambam, in that situation, unlike the first case where we say you can't serve and you can't help an obi kachavim, an idol worshiper, for refuah, for medical reasons, you can help someone. You're nervous, you'd be afraid of that person, or because of the fact that that individual, if you don't serve that individual, might cause for larger distrust and hatred, Ava, with non-Jews and their community. Merabi Basakha, you can do services for them, medical services for them, for pay, but you can't do it for free. Since the Geratosha, from the individual who accepted themselves to be keeping to the seven mitzvahs, B'nai Noach, the seven mitzvahs that the non-Jews have to do, and if they do so, then they're under our protection at that point. And mitzvah l'achayosu, you keep them well. Mirapin osa b'chinam, in that situation, you can do medical services for them, even for free. In mochin l'achem, third halacha, batim v'sadus b'Eretz Yisrael. You can't sell your house or your fields in Eretz Yisrael to an Obed Avodah Zarah. That is no good. Or to these Shevas Amin. You can't sell them. If you're in Syria, so in that situation, you can sell them your homes, but you can't sell them your fuels. You can rent your homes in Eretz Yisrael to these to the idolaters, as long as they don't set up a neighborhood of idolaters. And a shchuna, a neighborhood is only once you hit the three. So if two in a row, whatever, two in an area, want to rent to a non-Jew a home, that's acceptable, but not three. But you can't rent them fields. But in Syria, you can rent them fields. Why are we so machmir, stringent when it comes to a field? Because there are two issues that might come up. So on one level, it removes the obligation of the meiser, of the one-tenth of the donations you'd give to Levim, or you'd give to Aniyim, to the poor people. So if you give it, if you rent it out to a non-Jew, so then you no longer have access to get, the Jewish poor people are going to lose that amount of fields worth of meiser. It also gives them a resting place in our land. In other words, they can serve idols, and they're resting in our land. They're still there. You're allowed to sell houses and fields in chutzlars because it's not our land. What a beautiful line for those of us who are thinking about Eretz Yisrael and want to be in Eretz Yisrael. This chutzlars is not Eretz Yisrael. It's not our land, whereas Eretz Yisrael is our land. If you want to rent out your house, it's fine. As long as they're not coming in there to live, right? If their houses can become like a storehouse, but not for them to live. Why? Because if you give them to live, they're going to put idols in there. And the pasuk literally says, don't bring to'eva, don't bring this abomination into your home. You can't sell them fruit or grain or other produce while it's still attached to the earth. You can sell them the actual fruit or grain once it's detached and it's like a pile of apples, but you can't sell it to them while it's still attached to the earth in the tree. All those apples will be yours. No good. You're allowed to do it if they're already been harvested or if they're on their way to be harvested, meaning you can, on condition that they will be harvested, these are sold to you, and he must harvest them at that point. That's acceptable. Why don't we sell them? Because if they don't have land, why are we so anti giving them land? Because the Pesach says, don't be gracious to them. If they don't have karka, they're only going to be there in our arai fashion, like a temporary form, similar to like a sukkah, is temporary living. Here they'd be living there temporarily because as long as they don't have land, it is a temporary stay over there. We don't want them to stay there long term with our avodah zarah. You can't say anything praiseworthy to them, or you can't even say how beautiful this idol worshiper looks. No good. That's awesome. Even worse, if you tell how great their actions are. Right? You can't talk about how their actions and their deeds are good. Don't say how gracious they are. Why? Because don't look at them graciously. We say the pasuk, because you know what's going to happen? The person's going to, we're going to go close to them. We're going to say, oh, how good they are. And we're going to get close to them and ultimately learn from their bad behavior. Even if there are good things they do, they obviously are over the Zohar. They are idol worshippers. They have ma'as of ra'im as well. The also litelam atanas chinam. You can't give them gifts for free. Aval no sinful lager toshav shnema lager asham sharechad nena the acha o machol nachri mimichirav lo nesina. Says the Rambam, when it comes to a ger toshav, you can give them a present, as the pasuk says. But an idolater, it needs to be sold, not given, right? The pasuk says you can give to a stranger something that they can eat, but you could sell it to a Gentile. I mean, namely, you have to sell it to an idolater in those situations. Good. Halacha hey. Mefarzin in ani yod lechavim im ani yisrael and nei darchi shalom. We give tzedakah to a Jew. But we also give tzedakah in this case, or you give money or food to poor idolaters as well, the same way we give to the Jews. Why? Because of Dach Hashalom, because of the sake of peace. If we didn't, you know how terrible that would look? It would be terrible. We're only giving to Jews, we're only giving wrong and take care of our own. No, we got to take care of everybody. And we shouldn't stop idolaters or rebuke them from taking Lekech Shichcha and Peah from our field, the forgotten components, the dropped components of the field. We'll get into all these halachas when we get there. And Peah is the corner of the field, all those areas where our Ani and our poor Jewish people will be able to come and pick them up. So we don't rebuke them for coming to take ours. Also because of Darkei Shalom, because of the sake of peace. You can even say hello and see how they're doing, even on their festivals, for the purposes of peace. But you can never repeat their good wishes to them. Don't say it more than once. You can't go into the house of a to give them a shalom in their own home on their festivals. Matzah v'shuk. If you meet them in the marketplace, you can say hello to them with a serious face, basically, and say hello to them in that situation. Says the Rambam, all these halachos, that's only when the Jewish people basically are under the power of the idolaters. But if Klal Yisrael Tkifa, but if Jews are in power, we can't allow idolaters to stay amongst us. Even for a temporary amount. Oh, over Mimakal Beschora, or there are merchants traveling from one place to another place. Lo Yav or Baratina, they can't cross our land. Elo Aji Kabel Olav Sheva Mitzvot Shnitzav Bnei Noach Shemar Lo Yishru Baratina Afilu Lefishah, until they accept the seven mitzvot Bnei Noach, the big three, and then Abram and Achayna taking. Or the big three are, as we pointed out when we talked about Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem. Big three are idolatry, adultery, and murder. And then we have Abram and Achai, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Abram and Achai is eating from an animal that is still alive, basically. Bays is Birchas Hashem, which is a pseudonym for saying that they shouldn't curse God. Gimel is Gezel, they shouldn't steal. And Dalet is Din, they have to accept upon themselves a system of judgment, a system of courts and judgment. So unless they accept the mitzvahs, they know at least seven mitzvahs, they can't stay in our land at all, even for a moment. They can't pass through. All those things that we were just talking about, we should give them presents and we should take care of them and we have to make sure to give them medical, provide the medical care for free. That's a ger toshav. That's someone that we should take care of. Those are people that are they accepted on themselves and certain mitzvahs. They know that's ger toshav. In the Kabbalah, ger toshav el bezman she yovel noheg. But we only accept ger toshavs when yovel is in place. The halachas of yovel, namely every 50 years after seven cycles of seven shmitas, where we leave the land fallow during the 7th year, the 50th year we leave it again and we call it yovel. And there are a lot of halachas that are around yovel. We won't get into that right now. But when yovel is in play, then we are mekabel ger toshav. Then we accept people who accept the seven mitzvahs of Noach and accept them into our midst. Aval shelo bezman hayovel, but if it's not time of yovel, in the kabel elo ger tzedek bilvad. We only accept full converts to Judaism bilvad. Remember, a ger toshav is someone that still retains its non-Jewish status, but amongst us, they're in good shape. They're not considered to be idolaters, obviously. That's one of the big seven. You can't serve idols. All of that considers to be ger toshav. But when it comes to a ger tzedek, when it comes to a convert to Judaism, that we accept. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. We'll continue with the next halacha tomorrow.